The next up, we have The Life and Times of Lee Harvey Oswald over at La Mama. Peter, you got a chance to see that? So tell us about that.
Well, you may be surprised to hear that any play about Lee Harvey Oswald would be presented by the Czechoslovak American Marionette Theater. And indeed, puppets do show up in this production. Some of them are about 6 inches tall. Some of them are like ventriloquists. Partners, I guess we can say now, to be politically correct rather than using the word dummies. But here they are, and they're doing this hour 45 minute essentially biography of Lee Harvey Oswald at La Mama, and it is tremendously effective. Now, I will admit that this may be of more interest to me than it is to many other people. I went specifically because I will go to anything involving the Kennedy assassination, which really threw me for a loop when I was a kid, because I'm from Massachusetts. Kennedy was too. I was raised as a Roman Catholic. Kennedy was too. So this was a significant man in my life. In my circle, I didn't know anybody who didn't vote for John F. Kennedy in 1960. Obviously, Massachusetts had plenty of voters who didn't. It wasn't like it was a shutout. But still, so this is of more than moderate interest to me. And I was riveted by this play, mostly because it really gave us a window into Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, when you think of it, the world knew of Lee Harvey Oswald being alive for a very short period of time, essentially for fewer than 48 hours, because the assassination took place on November 22nd. In the early afternoon, and he was murdered, as we know, by Jack Ruby in the morning of November 24th. So it was fewer than 48 hours where he had any chance to say anything or let us know who he was. Now, of course, that wonderful musical Assassins with that phenomenal scene at the end gives voice to Lee Harvey Oswald. But that's more a fantasy, needless to say, given that John Wilkes Booth is the one talking to him. I do believe it's one of the greatest scenes in the history of musicals, but still, we are talking about fantasy. This one tries to be more realistic, and I have no idea how successful it is in being actually realistic, if indeed this is they did tons of research to find out and find out things he actually said. But I'm telling you, you get convinced that you're really watching the real guy. And here's a guy who incessantly says, "I know my rights," and he really believes he does. Whenever he speaks to people about the Soviet Union being a far better place to live than America. I mean, he is so secure in this. You almost feel like you're talking to somebody who believes that the person who they voted for in the last election was indeed the only person that could have possibly been the right person. He has that type of assurance. And, you know, he's an ignorant guy in the sense that he hasn't had much education. But you'd never know it from the way that he talks. He really has the confidence of someone who truly believes that he is going to convince the other person that the Soviet Union is the greatest place in the world to live. So when he gets to the – now he's going to defect. He goes to the Soviet Union, and they see his passport, and he says to them, "Take it. I don't need it anymore. I'm here forever. That's it. You know, I don't want it." And no sooner is he there – that there's a wonderful moment where a Russian Soviet person says to him, "You know, is it true that everybody in America has a car?" And while everybody in America doesn't have a car, a good deal of the population does have a car. And the way the question is asked suggests that very few people in the Soviet Union have access to that. And you can really see him taken aback as it really comes home to him that maybe this isn't the land of milk and honey that he expected. And he has to admit that, pretty much so. And it becomes a story of disillusionment, and it's really quite wonderful later when he calls up the embassy and says, "Listen, I gave you my passport for safekeeping. I'd like it back. I want to go to America." Yeah, and what happened to this guy who, take it, I don't want it. You know, I'm here. You know, suddenly he wants to come back. So it's an extraordinarily powerful story. It jumps back and forth in time. So don't assume that when you're seeing something that takes place on November 22nd, that the end is coming up in 2 seconds. It's not. They go here, there, and everywhere. And it's done by an astonishing cast. And I have to admit that the way the press release is written, I can't tell who played Lee Harvey Oswald, but boy, did they find a winner in it. He is sensational. sensational. And this is really something that must be seen for anybody who has any interest in this period of history and really wants to see good theater. The puppets certainly add to the, I'll put quotation marks around this word, fun. But it's something to see all these manipulated. There's one that's very effective involving a chess game that that's worth seeing as well. But you would expect that a puppet theater would know how to manipulate these puppets extraordinarily well. And, oh, yes, they do. So this is one of the most satisfying evenings I've ever had at La Mama, going back to 1970 when I saw my first show there. So I do believe that this is well worth seeking.
Wow. That's quite an endorsement. And I might point out that I'm looking at the La Mama website. Top ticket price is $20.
Plus money well spent.
$1 facility fee. So get down there and check that out. It is running through November 19th, so you have just about 2 weeks left to go check that out. And we'll have links to that in the show notes in case you're able to venture down there.